The rate increases are set to start in January, but customers probably won't feel the effects until June. FPL says the increases are needed so the company can smoothly bring more power plants online. The rate increase will mean an extra $350 million a year for the utility company. The agreement also allows FPL two more increases in the next 4 years. This is the first time the Public Service Commission has approved a rate settlement without the blessing of the state's top consumer advocate. The head of the Office of Public Counsel, J.R. Kelly, told the Herald-Times Tallahassee Bureau he is afraid this move will set a new precedent and other utility companies will try to sidestep his office in the future. Kelly is likely to appeal the decision to the Florida Supreme Court. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.